All right, fans, welcome, welcome, welcome back to another week with the premier radio station in the land. That's right, ScoutFlorida.com radio show here for your local high school sports and also hot topics across the land, where we bring you some of the hottest topics that are going on out there in sports today. We're here with your co-host, Kelsey Dudley, and also your co-host, Tony Sands, and we're going to bring you some good information tonight on some of the local schools and what's going on with some of the local teams as they move through, kind of getting positioned for the playoffs. And then also we're going to touch on our new hot topic this week, and I think that this one goes across the board tonight, Tony, where we can get the guys involved, we can get the ladies involved, and this one is really, we're going to be able to cover some of the spectrum all the way across with this one.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's going to be a fun night, especially coming off last week's wins, or some of the upsets, major upsets, and I can't wait till we get into that, folks, because guess what?
He's trying to say something. Yeah.
And I know he don't want, he's kind of nervous when I say that, for the simple reason he know I rule that this week. Oh, I'm the man. I am the man, and I told him he went with his heart. I went with what I saw and what I thought would happen. And that's sometimes where it becomes a little trouble when you're talking about football. Man, you can't play this game like that. You got to play with heart and what you know. And he just went with his heart and, you know, oh, I like the color. You know what? I kind of like the color of the helmet, so I'm going to take that too. That's how women make. That's how women make picks. Man, you can't make picks like that. And we're gonna get into that, because I can't wait till we chop this thing down. We're going to chop it down like the cherry tree that it is. I'm telling you, because of the simple fact, guess what?
Lucky this week, fans. Don't go for that. He was lucky this week. And, you know, the sun shines on the dog, you know what, every once in a while. I like my record. He fought back this week, but that put us at pretty much even now, right?
How can you say even? How can you say even? Where?
We got to mark this down as we go through these games coming up. We got to mark this down so we know that, okay, where we stand. And we're gonna chart this as soon as we get through these local games here. We're going to find out.
Of course. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, coming out of the week before last, how are you, if anything? If anything, I'm up by three.
Oh, no.
I'm up three this week. This week makes me up three. Yes, this week makes me up three.
Didn't we go, we went the Cardinal Gibbons and the Ely game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we picked that one, right?
And
okay, so that one counts. We broke even on
that.
We broke even on that.
Right.
And then you got two up on me.
We went with the
St. Thomas. And Miramar.
I won that one. No, and you forget now. We went with Dillon and Clay Central. I won that.
All right. So you threw up on me.
You can't forget.
Wait a minute. You won up on me. You're one up on me.
How am I one up on you? I don't understand.
Because last
you get
week, last week we went with the Dillon and BA game. But we didn't too much touch on that. And I came away that week with the Dillon and BA game.
Right. And that made us broke even, because the week before that, I was still one up.
Okay, so we give you two.
So you got to give me the Diller, the St. Thomas, and the Columbus. That's three. You forgetting?
And the Columbus. Did we go Columbus?
Yes, we went Columbus. Yes, you took
all right,
Columbus.
All right. Oh, okay.
And I know sometimes you have to refresh the memory of people, because guess what? They get into this stuff and they forget. He started out that he would probably be up one. Okay, and I told him, okay, St. Thomas Miramar, you said St. Miramar was going to take him down there and do some type of barbecue ritual. Okay, St. Thomas made him send out SOS signals with that same smoke. SOS. We need help here because this thing is getting out of hand. Very much.
You were right on that. You were right on
and
that.
And I told you.
You were right on
Miramar
that.
Is a team that fool you. They come out with those nice USA colors, and all of a sudden people have passion for them. They have a lot of passion for them. What? You got to be kidding me. Like Hiroshima, when the bombs went off. They didn't care about the U.S. They snuck over, and Pearl Harbor snuck over the hill. Well, they know it. Those guys was on a lunch break, and here you go. Bam, bomb dropped before they can even get back to the base. It's a wrap. They back in Japan sitting down chilling.
Hey, they had a down week. Well, they went up against the monster, which is St. Thomas Aquinas, and we know, St. Thomas did to them what they have been doing to teams all along. I thought it may be an area for a trap game, maybe an upset, because Miramar was looking to kind of put their stamp that they belong in the top teams of the 6A, but it didn't seem that way. And, you were right on that one. St. Thomas pretty much handled them throughout the game, and they took advantage of them. And Miramar, we know now, is not that top-tier team with the Central and some of the other top teams in 6A. We can't put them up there.
Those are some of the things that I comment on. That's what I stated to you. I told you, how do you go against the number two team in the nation? And the sad part about this thing is they didn't do it through the air. They did it on the ground with the ground attack. So that goes to show you. And I told you it wouldn't be this great receiver that St. Thomas had that would decide this game. I stated it would be St. Thomas' defense up against Miramar's offense, and they pretty much shut down that wide-open spread attack that they like to come out and do. Miramar has had his best years. They came off Eugene Smith. Then they got lucky, and they won the state. Now, all of a sudden, they get the hype. That game is over.
So you're saying they're done. Miramar's, I mean, that was their run.
You win this little easy district here, and then guess what? You run into a brick wall that's standing about 20 feet when you hit. As soon as you cross over that Dade County line and you end up in Miami Gardens, the new city, Miami Gardens, not Caris, you know, once was called Caris City, Miami Gardens.
Uh-huh.
That thing is over. You can't take that anywhere else, and you can't go up against Columbus. I don't see it. You can't go up against Central. I don't see it. And you can't go up against the West. I don't see it. They're done.
Yeah, they're done as far as playoffs go. I would say they'll make some noise. They'll win their district. They have teams such as Western High School.
And you better look out for Western, though. Don't say that so fast. Yeah.
They must look out for Western because they're a sneaky team, and Western right now sits. I think they're tied for first. They're actually tied for first right now.
Exactly.
Miramar and Western. So they'll be battling this weekend coming up for the right to have the lead in that particular district. Other than that, who you have in that district, there's Western, and then there's South Plantation, and that, you know, there's nothing there. So pretty much you're looking at the two teams that will be
1 and 2
in that district, correct. So, we know after that, neither one of those teams will want to head south to face any Dade team. We know that. So their run will stop at the first round.
And I'm going to tell you this, to cut the chase on that, I'm looking for Western really to upset them this week. I'm looking for Western to make a statement in that district and say, you know what, you guys have held it long enough.
Uh-huh.
And you guys are running on fumes. Oh, wow. You guys are running on fumes right now. And that's pretty much how your engine is running. And guess what? We're still running on a little of the regular. I think of, what is it, the 89? Not the 93. Western's on the 89 because guess what? Them boys out of Dade County is running on octane with some of that good Formula One racing fuel.
I agree. They are definitely doing that. I gotta go. That's my picker. That's my picker to go against you this week.
So you're gonna take Miramar?
That's one of them. I'll take Miramar. Mark that down, fans. Mark that down out there. Miramar High School, Western High School, Friday night. They face off for the leader in that district, 6A. I got Miramar High School. Tony has Western High School.
You make that sounds as if I'm going to forget or you're going to forget. Well, we sat on the sidelines at the Dillard game, and we got a call that, guess what? Columbus has just done what I stated they would do, and all of a sudden, Dillard is in command of this game late into the fourth quarter. I told you then. Guess what? I can't wait till the show because I am the man in these picks this week. He felt at one point like he knew this day was coming to where we got to face off on Wednesday, and he knew, guess what, I would win that because I took control of these picks. I told you, Northwestern could not come back from the energy and the mind that they put into that Central game. I told you when I looked in those kids' eyes, they were drained, and I knew that they would not come back a second week to face a tough Columbus team and be able to control it. Not only that, Columbus, they lost the war and the battle to Columbus because they lost the brain power to their team, possibly through the rest of this year. They lost Teddy Bridgewater to a severe knee injury, and their top receiver to a bad ankle injury. And that might hurt them getting ready to go into this playoffs, because I don't see them getting that far if they do not have those two guys ready.
That's definitely going to hurt them. Those are you talking about your trigger man and then your person on the other side. And that's going to hurt them in the scheme that they run. They're a predominantly passing team. They throw it all over the yard. And with that being the case, them not having those two people are two integral pieces in their passing attack, and I don't think they're going to be able to pull that together. Now, how they do it to bandage it up and patch it up until they maybe can try to sneak in as a runner-up, because they won't win the district. We know that. They won't win the district. Columbus will win that district. But depending on how they're able to do that will be something that we'll have to watch from week to week with these last couple of games coming up. You know, we got four games left here until they will go into postseason play. So now they must stay alive at least until they get back one of the two of those players, which will be very big. Now, I don't know who they have backing up Eli Rogers, and we'll get on that. But it's, I mean, when you got a kid of that caliber, you're right. It's going to be hard for them to rebound not having their number one trigger man. It's going to be tough.
But I'm going to give the folks an illustration on that. I'm going to give them a good illustration on that. Okay. You just bought this brand new nice car. You got these low profile tires on them, nice rims on them. And your wife says she wants to drive this vehicle. So you tell her, okay, you can drive it. But honey, be careful of the curves, because women like to tend to hit curves on their vehicles. Scrape up the tires. You know, they keep going.
Is that women can't drive?
I didn't say they couldn't drive.
Oh, okay.
I never said that.
Oh, okay. Make sure.
I never said that. Oh. I stated they like to hit curves sometimes.
Okay, ladies, you hear this.
They like to bump curves as they make turns, because they don't take the cautious like a guy do when he takes, you know, in his brand new ride. You know, he's got those little problems. He makes sure that he clear that curve. Women, boom, 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 hit the curve, and they continue to drive. Now, as I get back to this illustration, I say, they hit this curve in the side. Nice profile, low profile tires. They hit the curve, boom, boom. All of a sudden, they hear some psss, air's going out in the tire. Boom, air flat. She calls her husband, tells him, honey, you know what? I don't know what happened. The air in the tire went out.
Uh-huh.
Now, she forgot to say, I hit a curve. Husband's thinking, hey, you know what? You know, okay. Oh, I get there and I can put a plug in it. Oh, Nelly, there is the white sidewall. There's a hole in the sidewall.
Uh-huh.
And one thing about a hole in the sidewall, you got to get a new tire. They can't patch that. You can't patch and plug that.
Uh-huh.
So you got to get a new tire. Right now, there's not a store open that sells a low profile that will fit the rim of a Northwestern, because there's no more Teddy Bridgewater that they could fit in that spot. They're done. They got to throw that tire out. They got to use it for scrap rubber for these new turf fields that are going on now. So they're done.
So you're saying there is no way possible. You're throwing in the white towel on Northwestern at this point.
Northwestern is done. They won't make that. Sorry, Dade County. For those, I know we got a lot of Northwestern people, but sorry, that won't happen.
Not even to get back to face off against a Central or Columbus.
Won't happen.
So you got to move
meet
the first round.
Either one of those teams again, the results will be the same.
Oh,
if
yeah.
Not worse.
We know that. But do you have them getting at least maybe as a runner up out of the district?
One thing about that, and I tell you, when you talk about runner ups and we talk about this, runner up, all that is the first loser in the game of sports.
Oh, yeah.
So now, if it doesn't get you the prize like you stated earlier in summer camp,
uh-huh.
And every team's ultimate goal is the state championship, and there's only two teams that can make it to the state championship in the Class 6A.
Right.
And the way that's looking, that might be Dr. Phillips
uh-huh.
and Miami Central. And once those two match off, I see it easy being Miami Central taking that state championship back to Dade County. The rest of the guys that's there are nothing but first losers. Columbus and Northwestern. But Northwestern, I don't see them possibly not making it back.
And it's interesting that you bring up Dr. Phillips. There's in 6A, there are a lot of teams from that Orlando area and just outside of Orlando that are ranked in the top 10 for the state. That have some pretty good teams that one of those teams from that area, I think you're pretty much hitting on it, will make it to the state.
In that area, pretty
in
much.
In that area.
Yeah, you're talking about pretty much, D-Land.
Uh-huh.
And Winter Park.
And Winter Park.
And like I said, from where it's looking, Dr. Phillips would take that area, take that and represent, that North area for the state championship. Central will represent the South. And that trophy takes wheels and heads south.
Okay, so you already got your state matchup. Is this your mock call right now?
That's the mock call.
Your mock matchup for the state championship at 6A.
That's it.
Will be, give it to us again. Give it to us again. Will be
Dr. Phillips.
Uh huh.
And Miami Central.
And Miami Central.
That will be a game that would be ready to go, but I still state, like I said, I see Central taking that with no problem, winning that game, probably winning it by a touchdown, and bringing the state championship that they wanted to let everybody know in Dade County, guess what? We are the team that you need to be chasing.
Hey, so fans, you heard it. You heard it here. Tony's calling it. I've already been on the bandwagon, so you know I'm calling it. I got Central to take it all away. Tony has Central to take it all away. Dade County fans, you hear that? Hey, if you're out there going for the Bulls, hey, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. Columbus, this is your first time to the dance. Baby, you may be missing a couple of dances. You may not have on the right shoes. It may be too tight. We don't know. But I know that I think Central has a perfectly fitting shoe, and they ready to dance, and they are going to be dancing all night long, all the way to the championship. That's what we both think. Dade County fans, Broward County fans, call in. Numbers to call in and give us your feedback on that. Give us your responses on that is 530-413-4515. Or you can also call 415-287-0074. Now you can call in on that. Also, you can call in on any other topics or feelings that you may have going on right now with our local high school sports. Soon we'll be getting into the topic of the night. Tony, let's move it to Broward County. We got a matchup this weekend in Broward County.
Hold on. I know you're anxious because I know you don't want me to step on you anymore.
But if we
move to Broward County, we can't forget about the game off 27.
And what game was that? What game?
That was Glade Central and Dillon. We're gonna bypass that. I understand that you're 0-3 this week. I understand it.
And listen, because of that, let me kind of vindicate myself in this.
How?
Because we were out at that game live, and I'm hoping that some of the great Central fans are tuned in right now because they need to hear this also. I feel that Glade Central backed up the truck with a mask and a skate route on it. They have been pulling the wool over people's eyes the whole season. That team that was put out on that field, Tony, it was not a caliber of team that should have been on the field. I'd say that right now with the Dillard Panthers. They were nowhere near the caliber to be talked about as a top team down in South Florida, or they didn't have the fight of a top team, and they just didn't. They weren't.
It was the number two team in the state.
And they were overrated. They were overrated. What? I'll say that right now. Glade Central is overrated, with the exception of the top rated player they have in Kelvin Benjamin, the top rated.
But he had a hard night because he had to face up against Allen Ramsey, and then he turned the ball over some.
I mean, for
he caught one touchdown with the mismatch. Right. He had one touchdown with the mismatch.
Right.
When they put the little smaller other DB on him, but then once they adjusted, Dillon adjusted and said, you know what, hey, we're gonna put our 6-footer up against your 6-footer.
Right.
And we're gonna let, and at that point, Kevin had a hard time with that. Allen Ramsey played it. And I stated to people earlier this whole summer that Allen Ramsey is the best corner here in the South Florida area. And, I'm telling you.
And you know, I already agree. We study him in the offseason, and we know that he has the skills and definitely the size to be the top-rated corner. And as far as we've seen, he is the top-rated corner in Broward County and also South Florida. And a Glade Central team from the muck, they came over here, they got on the bus, it's like they never got off.
Wait a minute, what you mean they never got off? They had to play the game.
They played
games. They got beat. They just got beat. Don't take, it's like you're saying, guess what? I'm going to say it was Glade Central and not Dillard that won the game. Dillard played that game as perfect as you could play.
Right. I'm going to say it was both.
I can't say it was both.
Great game by Dillard. Terrible game by Glade.
Now, this same team traveled all around the country earlier and beat everybody.
And I'm wondering, what is okay, let's say this.
They beat everybody now.
Now, let's go back to the St. Thomas, right? St. Thomas.
St. Thomas.
And Camden County theory of when we saw that game.
Right.
How did you feel in that game? And then go back to your feeling of, and you gotta stay neutral, cause I know you have a little bit of bias there because you're a Panther, you're affiliated with the Panthers. How did you feel from the St. Thomas Camden County game as opposed to analyzing the Dillard and Glade Central game?
There was no matchup in, you can't compare those two. Camden County, as we stated, looked like a bunch of mini-meats running out on the field. You can't compare them two. How Dillard and Glade Central match up even? They looked like two big teams that was going to get it on. And when you look at it, really, that was an undersized Glade Central team that you have seen in the past.
Right, right. And that's what I'm saying.
No, but, I mean, there wasn't so much where it was just that when you saw them, you say, okay, hey, you know what? Dillard's going to dominate this game. That's not the way that was. People didn't pick Dillard to win this game. They
right.
didn't. Dillard came out and said, you know what? They did the same thing Columbus did. We have nothing to lose here. But everything in the game, and we're going to throw the kitchen sink at them. They played a flawless game. They had a bunch of, they pulled up some of the young guys to fill into some of the holes that they had, and those young guys from that JV played balls out. Allen Ramsey's little brother played balls out. And I'm telling you, one thing about Dillard, if they can keep that team together, they have some of the best upcoming young guys in the South.
And I agree with you on that, in that, you know that we work with a lot of those players in the off season, and that was one of the things I whispered to you when we were working with those players. I said, "Look, I give them a couple of years, and I think they'll be right back in moving up the road for state contention with some of these young guys that they have coming down the pike here." And that game even proved it furthermore because, like you said, they brought up some of the JV players that played in that game, and they played great. So Glade Central, it's not your usual. We can say that, right? Can we say that?
I'm not going to say.
It's not your usual.
But see,
Central.
If we say that, and it goes back to what I said, if you say that, then that means you're still taking away some of Dillon's power, because you're saying they're not the usual. Maybe they are the usual. Maybe Dillon has advanced up.
Right, but can we say that, well, you can never really compare and match teams, right? You can't really compare and match teams there. So I don't want to say, well, we go back and say, all right, well, Cypress Bay beat Dillard. And then we go and say, well, Dillard beat Glade Central. So that means that Cypress Bay can beat Glade Central.
No,
well, we can't.
But you got to be to the game to make that assumption,
right?
Because of some fact, we were at the game when Dillard and Cypress Bay, and we understood because we was there.
We saw the
turnovers.
Right.
So we know that a team that makes the most mistakes will lose. It's tough to come back from four turnovers.
Uh-huh.
And that team capitalized on two of those turnovers and turned them into touchdowns. So what I'm saying to you is, here go a team ranked number two in the state, ranked high in the nation. I think they were ranked in the top 30 in the nation. You take this team here and they go up against a Dillard Panther team that no one gave it. No one, I still say, even some of the Dillard fans, on a homecoming, you know, I heard some rumblings that, man, how Dillard will face, how do Dillard put Glade Central on a homecoming? How? As if they got that much swagger. Well, those kids stated, guess what? We got that much swagger. We can play anybody on our homecoming. And if you don't watch out, that game there might be the turning point that launched them off to number one in that district. And guess what? If they play that game, the way they played that one, if they continue to play it, and they meet up against the St. Thomas, that thing probably will fare out a little bit more tougher than a lot of people would give it credit for.
And I think it will catapult them in that, because now they know that they have depth, which is important heading into the postseason. So now I think that will catapult Dillard and kind of get them going on a winning streak. But again, Glade Central, they had turnovers, they had miscues, they had
But those turnovers were created.
Right, created by Dillard.
By Dillard.
Some of them, though, in turnovers, we got to say, I mean, the penalties, some of the turnovers they made. One turnover, and we saw Glade Central trapped inside their own 10. They're trying to come out. They start a sweep with the running back. Running back is running on a sweep. No one hits him. All of a sudden, he fumbles the ball. By not holding on to it, nobody had touched him yet. He was getting ready to turn the corner.
It's called
unforced turnovers,
capitalizing on their mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
You turn the ball over to your offense. Your offense scores on it. And all of a sudden, guess what? And right before the half, I figured they came back a little bit because it was two touchdowns already. Dillard was up two touchdowns.
They made a run, which was expected. But it was not expected for the team that scored first in three plays. Now, let's remember, Glade Central scored first in three plays. After that, it was a struggle for them all night long. And I credit Coach Manny Martin on defense for doing a great job and making the adjustments there, as we said. But it was a good game by Dillard all the way around, all three phases of the game. Glade Central, I got to see better.
Okay.
I got to see better.
And as we're talking about that district, anyway, that takes us to the big matchup this weekend.
And who is
Where you got Boyd Anderson will face off either. That's going to be critical for several reasons. That's going to be critical because it will decide who's the front runner in that, being to the fact that Dillard lost to BA. So now these two teams are going to match off. Now, Boyd Anderson was to beat Edie. That puts Boyd Anderson as the sole winner. And they're in that district because they would have been undefeated, both of them. Now, Dillard comes in on the Soul Bowl week. That's why this Soul Bowl is going to be very important this week. In 2 weeks, 3 weeks to be exact.
Right.
Because Dillard will play Plantation this week. Then they got the bye, and they got a two-week preparation to get ready for Ely. They beat Ely, and look out. We got a two-way tie between Ely and Dillard. And they will battle off in that and say, hey, you know what? We're going to take this thing to the wire and close it out. I'm telling you. So look at that game as a critical point in that district.
And looking at this game, you got two of the same teams. You have BA, passing team,
lots of receivers, 4 or 5 wide receivers, shotgun. It will be a passing game. Ely, same way. Shotgun, spread offense, 4 or 5 receivers. This game will take a long time. I think there'll be a lot of penalties because BA is known for multiple penalties. And I really can't call this one. I say flip of the coin on this one. 50-50. Two teams that are just alike, offensively and defensively. And I think something.
Who are
like
you going to take?
Say, definitely.
Who would you take?
To the turnovers.
Who are you going to take, though?
Well, you're the winner of last week.
So that means I get to have to pick
first.
Get
first
okay,
choice.
Okay. See, I'm glad that he's, you know, respecting.
I'm being
the chance.
Graceful.
No, he's you're graceful. No. He calls it graceful. I call it respecting the champ.
I'm gonna go
out on a limb, and I'm gonna say, Boyd Anderson puts everything together, and they win this game. It's a Saturday night game. Boyd Anderson will have the show. There's no other games in Broward but that one.
Uh-huh.
All the fans will be there, and Mr. Tindall will continue to carve through team. The Tiger will get whipped up by, will get bit as it goes through the jungle, will get bit by a cobra snake with a bunch of venom, and guess what? It locks up the nerves, locks up the joints, and the heart stops beating because there is no oxygen. The blood has, the poison has made it immovable.
Okay.
Immovable, folks.
Okay, I got it. I got it now. I got it. You brought it up. You brought up the keys right here, and here we go. I'm going with Ely. I'm going with the Ely Tigers in this battle here, and it's going to be Ely because of It's going to be Ely because of they're coming off a loss where they will be able to analyze some of the things they did wrong against Cardinal Givens.
Right.
And then make those changes and then come back with a better formula to put out on the field, a better scheme to put out on the field. Cardinal Givens played zone. It's tough for passing teams, especially teams such as Ely. BA to see that complicated zone, you know, similar to what St. Thomas would put out there. Coach Montiel runs a great defense over at Cardinal Givens. BA will play man to man coverage, cover zero, all the way to the bathroom, man all over the field. I see Ely being used to that coverage, being very used to that coverage, and on top of that,
that won't happen.
Not having the multiple penalties that BA presents. BA presents averages 100 yards in penalties a game.
But one thing about them, they've been able to overcome those penalties with their athletic ability. And
you're
that'll
right.
be the same thing in this game. Ely, really, when you look at it, and I look at the state, the only tough team that I see Ely has played was Cardinal Givens, and they lost. Ely really hasn't played a tough game.
I would, yep. Okay, they haven't. They haven't.
When you look at their schedule, they haven't played no one. That they could say, you know what, hey, we went in there and we really just beat a tough team. Cardinal Givens came to them and beat them.
Okay.
Beat them. So that's why I'm saying to you, they're going to pull the covers and reveal that Ely is not ready for what's about to come up and what's about to happen. That's why I'm telling you, I don't see that as being a game. I think BA really runs away with that. I think they run away with it by 2 touchdowns. I think Tindall has another big day. He's already coming off a 200-yard game, and I think he has a big day.
Okay, I'm going to go with Ely. And like I said, with this, I'm going to go with Ely, and I think they'll pull it out, and they'll eliminate a lot of the mistakes. As I said, they don't average as much penalties as BA, and it will be a tough go for BA in going against a team that's as talented as they are. But it's going to be a matchup. I think it will be very close, and it'll go down to the fourth quarter. Broward County fans, you definitely want to be there and be square for that one. Scout Florida will be on hand. We'll also be there watching that one. I mean, be ready. Be ready, because you will have a showdown there in that. We're going to go to break here momentarily. Once we come back from break, we're going to come back with the hot topic. Fans, your call-in numbers. 530-413-4515, or you can call 415-287-0063.
7-4. When we come back with this hot topic from break, it's going to be a hot topic. The ladies going to love it. Guys going to love it. We can really dive into it. So call us. We want to hear from you. We don't want you to be shy out there tonight. Right, Tony? We don't want them to be shy.
No, don't wait till after the show to
decide. Callers are being shy out there, and they're not calling in, and then they want to kind of
call you later and say, guess
what? Yeah, they want to.
Wish I would have commented.
In the road and find out that, hey, let me really tell you about what I thought about the topic, and they didn't want to come out
because you know,
all over the U.S.
You know, I think some people are scared to hear their voices on the radio.
Hey, we
but it is what it is. Call folks, let us know. Give us your opinion on that or any other topic that you want us to spawn into and give you some good feedback on. Because that's why Scott Florida is one of the number one rated sports talk shows around the country.
Okay. Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, because sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins, and wraps, and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking. For an appointment, call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress. Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirty Beat. If you have a need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport. Just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Fans at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
Right, callers, and that's right. This is the right time. You know the only right time by Scout Florida is the hype time, and you know when you hear that music what time it is. Here we go with the topic of the week, and the topic is text messaging in the workplace. Text messaging in the workplace. What is appropriate and what is not appropriate?
Putting your business on the text message.
In the workplace.
Putting your business.
And by putting your business out there, we have had some things that have gone on in the local news, in the national news, ESPN news, with some of our celebrities about texting in the workplace. Tony, what
well, I mean, let's cut through the chase. Let the folks know, you know, you women are people that might not know of, may have heard, and trying to get a clear understanding. We're talking about this Brett Favre thing. And it ain't so much to me, and I say, depending on how that goes, when you got two people that possibly have agreed, hey, we can do this, we're going to text each other back and forth, and that's what it is. But people don't realize, and I'm going to tell you something, when we talk about that, you know that being that you're in that work hour segment, your job has privilege to your text messages.
Right. They have access.
Because you are on
the clock at their time, even though it was your private phone.
Right.
They have access to where if it ever came down, they can get that and use that against you because you was on that clock during that period of time that you were texting on your private phone. Uh-huh. So that's what I'm talking about. And a lot of people don't realize that. You probably saying, no, but that's my phone. Yeah, but you were on the clock on that time for that job. So that can be used. That can be used for someone, for your employer to say, you know what? I'm going to use this against you. We heard you was doing it. We're going to request to pull that file because you were working during that time.
And it's contractual. It's actually in your contract. A lot of people don't know that, yes, you cannot do that during your work time. And I actually, Tony, have some friends that I know, I'm not going to say any names, for damage of defamation.
Yeah, we don't need that. We definitely don't
but
need that.
I know some friends of mine, females, uh-huh, that are texting in the workplace. They're texting in the workplace because I get some of these texts during their work hours. So I know that the texts are going on. Now, what is being sent in these text messages?
That's
is
another
the
question.
Key.
You put your package in the text messages. That's, and I'm trying to, you put in a package in a text message.
And wait. Tell our fans when you say package, because we got to give it to them real. It's ScoutFloridaRadioShow.com. It's what we give it to you real on this radio show. A package is referred to as.
I'm not talking about a Christmas gift.
Well, some of the women.
A birthday
some
gift.
Some of our women listeners may not be.
I just stated, well, I'm stating to you, I did not say a Christmas gift or a birthday gift. Those are what you talk about when you talk about sending packages. You think I dressed up a box and put it on the boat and say, boom, I'm going to take a picture and send it to you? That's not what I'm talking about.
Or are you talking about a full body package?
The package that your mother and father gave you when they bought you into, when they gave you birth.
At birth.
That's what I'm talking about. Brett Favre.
Private so much, tell you.
Brett Favre wanted to send a nice package to this female worker with the Jets.
And have you seen this the female worker that worked for the Jets, the lady that worked for the Jets that he sent the package to?
I haven't had a chance to see.
Wow,
you saw
she
it?
Is.
I look at her.
She is package worthy. Put it that way. She's package worthy.
So Brett said, you know what, she's package worthy. Let me make sure I send her a package and get her response. See if she liked the boat. See if she liked the boat.
Now that's, you know, that's,
he wanted to see if she liked the boat.
And I don't, let me say this. I don't blame Brett Favre for it. He wanted to see if she liked the boat. I agree in that what he did to an extent. And this is why. We don't know the other messages or.
That came back from her.
That came back from her or that were set up. We don't know the
she pulled, we don't know if she pulled him in. He fell hook, line, and sinker like a fish. But bit the hook.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm going to use this. I'm going to hold this.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to hold this until the proper time to release it. That it'll get a lot of attention. And guess what? I put the squeeze on Brett Favre. I make him say, you know what? To do away with some of this,
uh-huh,
we settle this thing out of court.
Uh-huh.
And we go on. I don't think it was supposed to get as big as it got.
Right.
But I knew they knew the right time to release it. When Minnesota played the Jets, that would draw a lot of attention. And that's the time that they released it, and it caught them by storm. Here we are now. But it's not that, and I think it's drawing so much attention. I think it's how the commissioner is going to handle the situation is what's drawing the attention, because here we go. Now, we take one of the poster child for the NFL, Brett Favre.
Uh-huh.
Some coaches has called him, labeled him as a drama queen.
Uh-huh.
Because anytime the attention is not drawn at Brett does something to create,
or
a
to
buzz,
create attention. Right.
To create a buzz to him. Now, do we take away this winning streak of so many starts in his career?
Uh-huh.
Do the commissioner say, I'm the one that's going to do this. I'm going to pull the plug on this. I got to suspend Brett Favre. If you notice, it was like a secret meeting, like they went up under the ground.
Right.
The media couldn't even get, the media don't know anything about what took place. Now, let that been a T.O.
It would have been
secret leaks
all week.
I mean, they would have took the helicopter and followed him on the top from the time he left his house. You know, the only time I seen him follow Brett was when he pulled into the Vikings complex, and that was it.
And that was it.
Brett never came out. As a matter of fact, his agent pulled out in the same car that Brett left, that Brett came up in.
Oh.
So it's like, okay, yes, sir, we got some secret tunnel. Brett, we're going to do, you know, the way they're going, heck, the way they flew to Hattiesburg to pick him up, they probably got a secret tunnel that goes right back to his house. And we're going to let you walk right through the secret tunnel, and it'll take you right back to your house.
And I wouldn't doubt it. And they're trying to keep him out of, harm's way. Fans, call
but
in.
Why?
Call in on this, fans. We want to hear from you. Me and Tony want to hear from you. 530-413-4515. Or you can call in at 415-287-0074. Now, Tony, if you take this, let's dive in a little bit deeper. Okay, we said that the package was sent. It had a nice, pretty bow in it. Maybe she liked it. Maybe she didn't.
Nice bow in it.
Nice bow in it. Okay.
Not
nice
on it.
Nice bow in it.
You can use it in the right sense if you're going to use it.
And then we don't know what she sent back. We don't know how she responded. But we know that all of a sudden this came out mid-season when these messages were sent and this these photographs were sent. A while ago. Now,
2 years ago, at least.
Yes.
The press been away from the funeral sort of New York Jets for about 2 years.
2 years. Now, I know, in the workplace, she had to have accepted something from Brett Favre to say that this
to open
okay.
that door. To open that door.
Yeah, to open that door.
Because I don't, you look at Brett. Brett looks like pretty much old and gray, I guess.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, a man of that stature would probably be kind of scared. Have to just go ahead.
See, this package all over the place.
Because UPS. And the reason why he can't do it through text.
Because
UPS could not travel with that kind of package.
Brown would do it for it, though.
No, the SWAT truck. The SWAT truck can't carry that. It's got to go through text message.
Now, where in this text message does no mean no? Now, I've gotten some text messages from coworkers that were female. And if the text message has LOL, laugh out loud, or XOXO at the end of it, and I've been text at work.
Yeah, no, hey, hold on.
Messages here.
But before you go.
Are you telling me no? Because now, if I'm getting these messages, if I'm getting these at the end of the messages, you're telling me that. You're inviting me. It's okay.
But hold on.
Yes,
now, before you said something. And excuse my ignorance, folks, you know, because I'm not so hip on my text lingo. You said XOXO. I'm trying to figure out. You're going to use that. You got to let people know what you're saying.
Hugs and kisses.
XO. Oh, okay. All right. You know, excuse my ignorance, folks. As I told you, I'm not so up on my text lingo.
Okay. So hugs and kisses. You get a text says, I enjoyed lunch today. You're back at work now. I enjoyed lunch today. Hope we get a chance to do it again. Coworker, XOXO. Hugs and kisses.
Okay, now. What if that was just a nice cultural lunch or whatever have you?
Right.
Really nothing to it. You send someone XOXO, as you stated, hugs and kisses. And all of a sudden, this person takes that XOXO the wrong way.
Right.
Can they say, okay, you know what? Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. This guy might be sexual harassing.
Right.
With this XOXO. You know, and that's why I'm telling you. I think because there's nothing illegal against the people. Now, let's remember that. Uh-huh. There was nothing illegal against Brett Favre sending cyber packages.
Right.
You know, and that's not the issue. You know, probably saying, well, you know, that's why law enforcement has never gotten involved in this. This has became a workplace type of thing with the NFL.
Right.
That's where this is coming from. It's come from more of the NFL stature of, you know, how are we going to address this character thing that they're so big on when it comes to certain athletes. But now, guess what? You don't even know when a meeting is taking place with Brett Favre. I think the pressure is on the commissioner because everybody's watching this to see how he's going to handle Brett Favre in this issue.
Right. So, and in this case, that's why I said, I take the side of Brett Favre in this.
How?
Because if you go back to it, I mean, I'm taking his side as far as we said. The messages did not come, as we know, during necessarily work time. Well, however, they went to a co-worker that she may have been at work at the time, because we know that the workers for the organization and the football players have different schedules. So he may have been off, she may have been on. But where does yes mean yes and no mean no means no?
Well, I mean, we don't know if she even told him yes or no. So I'm trying to figure out. I'm gonna say neutral, because I'm gonna say, hey, I don't know when this stuff was sent.
Right.
I don't, and that's what a lot of people are saying right now, because a lot of people kind of fed up with Brett Favre.
Yeah, a lot are.
They're kind of tired of the drama that's following Brett Favre, and they're probably saying, you know what? Guess what? We're going to see how this case is handled, because there's been several cases to where no guy has ever been arrested. They have not been charged.
Right.
You know, you can go back to a couple of the Pac-Man issue. Pac-Man was never charged in that, but he was suspended for a whole year.
Right.
T.O. got fined on a couple of things. He got fined on Twitter, you know, against, because he tweeted on the game. He got
right.
fined on it.
Right.
So now, how do the league handle their poster child? It's going to be critical in the way this thing moves forward, because the league is already in a negotiation standoff
right.
between the players.
The bargaining agreement.
In this. So this is going to be critical in how they handle it, because I'm quite sure they're going to, you know, they don't want to see that, hey, this thing possibly can be a two-sided coin. But and then I look at Ben.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Ben was suspended, never charged. Okay, now, are they going to, okay, what we do with our poster child? Do we suspend it? Or, and I'm going to tell you how I see this thing possibly playing out.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think the commissioner is going to drag this out so far because he know Brett won't be back after this year.
Right.
I drag this out and I tell you I'm going to deal with this at a later time. I deal with it after the season's over. There's really no punishment to Brett Favre. It don't break his streak. Bam, he retires. What do the league do? Nothing.
Hey,
it's just get fined in Minnesota, though.
It will play out that way. I think you're correct in the way that it's going to play out, but she'll have something to say in it. The worker, the young lady for that worked for the Jets, she's no longer a worker for the Jets, but she may be able to turn up the heat on her end. We don't know how much involvement
she
has in turning up the heat on.
She can't turn it up. The only thing she can turn it up on is in a civil case.
Right, in a civil case, which can be held till, like you said, the end of the season.
You know, Brett, take a while for Brett a civil got case. Great lawyers. They're postponing this thing so far
right.
to where it drags out to the end of the season. Then we deal with it, and Brett wound up paying her off. Hey, here you go. Go away. I'm done with this. And the chapters move. Brett Favre. Starting streak never be broken.
Okay, and
never be broken.
And you're right in that, but we are starting to see a lot more of these cases occurring around the professional sports. It's namely football, in the sense that these women are getting into the area of fraternizing with these men, and these texts are being sent back and forth, and again, what is appropriate? What is not appropriate? That, you know, I think, and even going back to the lady, same organization now, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
Same organization, the Jets, had the reporter.
Right.
Coming to, she got she felt that she was sexually harassed by the players. She doesn't want to go into the locker room no longer to do any reports. She says she'll do them on the field now. So, inviting. I'm getting to inviting. This is what I'm getting to, inviting. Inviting, whether it be through the text or what you say verbally. We're trying to find out what is appropriate and what is not appropriate
back to
in the workplace.
Back to the reporter, like you stated.
Uh-huh.
I'm quite sure you saw this reporter. They made sure that they showed her. They showed her one time on the sideline. First of all, I seen her. And you see this. And you say, okay, now, you go into the locker room. You're dressed like this. You're going to get some comments. It's a natural occurrence when you're messing with the boys.
Right.
When you're messing with the boys, you're in the boys' territory. First of all, I have a problem with that because, you know, some of us, you know, I remember plenty of times we're walking around, you know, with no clothes on, reporters just having their free range to roam and do what they want. Doing, I always stated during our private time for us to get dressed. But now, if you don't want these comments, you don't go into that area at that point in time. Of course you're going to get some comments. Look at where you're dressing, or you make sure that you appropriately dress. She had on something that was tight and revealing. That means, guess what? Sometimes I say women send them one message, and they try to play with another message behind the scenes.
Right.
I'm going to put on this tight dress with a lot of cleavage showing, but guess what? And I want somebody to say, hey, I'm attractive, but you better not say the wrong thing at the wrong
time. Right.
You better be the person that I want to say this to me.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're not, I'm going to say you're using inappropriate language toward.
So now, was Brett Favre the wrong person that should have sent his package? You're saying that she would have taken the young lady that worked for the Jets, that received the text messages from Brett Favre, which she would have taken it if it wasn't a
the
Brett
old man.
Favre, an old man's package. Is that what you're saying? It was a younger Mandingo type man's package. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not gonna go that far. I'm not gonna, you know, you're trying. I see he's trying to pull me in on the show with this. I'm gonna say it wasn't the express package, probably supposed to be going to the neighbor. And sometimes when you look at UPS, they sometimes they'll drop a package off on your front door.
And it was the wrong door?
Yeah, I think it was the wrong door. I'm not gonna say, you know, this, that, or the other, but I'm gonna say I think it was dropped off at the wrong address. The UPS guy needs to go back and pick that package up.
You're on Brett's side.
I'm not saying I'm on Brett's side. Only thing I'm saying is that maybe the old man needs to stay in the old man's place.
Now, you know, the old man sent more than one package picture, right?
I know, because he had to make sure that he get the right angle.
So that means that there was some level of, yes, it's okay, you can send. But look,
she probably thought it was kiki and jokey. And then guess what? Somebody said, hey, wait a minute. You have something here.
Uh-huh. Could be. We haven't heard from her. Could be.
You have something here. And the sad part about this, the only downside I say about this stuff is that here you are. All your stuff, it's always the player's information that's always brought to the light.
Uh-huh.
The young lady's information, her name, who she is, tend to sometimes, it's amazing that they want to even reveal the name, and this stays secluded. Things that she might have used in the reverse of the text, because I'm questioning, if they had a text, I'm questioning, they got both sides of the text. Brett probably, and see what happens. And I heard on a show today, and a lady called and said, guess what? It's amazing that these guys are not using code. Yeah, they're just wide open with it, and understanding that person is going to keep those. You may erase them, but that person may be strong enough to say, guess what? I'm going to keep this information.
Yeah, keep it to use against him.
And I think that's what happened here, because Brett probably erased his. Mm-hmm. You probably, you know, you say, oh, guess what? I don't want to get hit over the head with a golf club.
Well, you know, the phone holds.
As you heard what I said, I didn't want to get hit over the head with a golf club.
So he erased the photos.
Yeah. You know, and that's what happened with, you know, we look at this trail, you know, Tiger got hit over the head with a golf club.
Right.
Because his messages came at a hard time of the night. Brett sent out his, and he sent his package out, and all of a sudden, that UPS package is being broadcast all across the world. I wonder how that is in the locker room. You know, you know how guys' locker room is. You know, you got guys probably nudging and joking with Brett. Got dog, Brett, you send your package? You send your bold package through the mail?
I think that's definitely a funny joke that they have going. I mean, I know if being in the locker room and you know, being around guys and you know, when you spend so much time together as you do on a football team, I know they're joking. It's probably so much material it's funny to no end. But I don't know. That's something that we got to continue to look at, because in the workplace, I mean, where do you draw that line? You're trying to figure out, where do you draw that line? What is okay and what is not okay? And then is it all based on the woman that gets to decide, oh, you know, this is okay and this is not okay? Or
it's always been.
Right, and it's always been. So
ain't nothing change.
Should the guy change in this situation? Should men be aware
no,
of this situation
are,
of
no,
sending messages in the workplace?
They got to be aware of that because we have always been the aggressor in these things. So the woman know, guess what? The man's going to be a man, and he's going to do some things.
Right.
And I know this. So if I know this, I can catch him when I want to. Because I know if I send out, if I put the meat out there, the man is going to attack that meat sooner or later. If I keep putting sugar and honey on it, he's going to attack it like a bee.
I know if you keep sending me messages at the end, coworker or no coworker, love and kisses, it's inviting to me. At some point.
Okay, now,
time,
but she's going to say, guess what? I was only sending that to you as a friend. You took it the wrong way.
That
she has
this
to
the
other
hand.
Right, but everything she's going to send, she's some questions she sent
right
straight. You know, she might have sent things that in cyberspace code.
Right.
Brett decided, heck with this.
He's just going to do it straight out.
I'm just going to be a dirty old man. And I'm going to just send this package straight out.
Maybe that's the only way Brett knows. Now, remember.
He's an old man.
Yeah, he's older.
Brett's
not
used to this Texan thing.
Yeah, the Texan thing is not their thing.
And
so,
understand that.
Brett was like, let's cut through the chase. Let's get right
Let
to
me
it.
Show you what you're going to get. Let me show you what you're going to get. And we get this thing, and if you want this package, this is where, this is the store you got to go to get it from.
And that store wasn't far.
And it may, that store may get closed down.
So, if it came by UPS, Brown may be in some trouble.
Yeah. The U.S. Postal Service might interrupt that package. Might interrupt it. So, I'm telling you, I see that as being...
I'm telling you, I'm trying to stay online here as far as, sometimes you say a...
X and O's,
whatever. X and O's, love and kisses. Dog, be a dog. And that's just the way, like you said, a man's going to take it one way and run with it. Then I just have to see what it's going to be later on. But like you said, the man is the initiator.
Brett probably said,
I'm going to be the initiator.
Like the song we played. Brett probably said, I haven't paid my dues. I'm waiting in line. Now I'm going to send my package.
Hey, that was the package, you know. I'm with Brett. All right, fans, thank you for tuning in here at Scout Florida Radio Show. The best show in the land. We'll see you next week. We'll be right back.